Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast, where we talk about the convergence of food, agriculture, science, and technology and the impact it is having and will have on the state of Indiana. My name is Gary Dick, and as always, I'm pleased to welcome this week two guests to the show as we explore the ag bioscience revolution in Indiana. Sue Elsperman is the president of Ivy Tech Community College, and Sue is joined by Scott Caldwell. Scott is the agriculture program chair for Ivy Tech. He's located in Richmond. Welcome to you both.
Well, great to be here, Gary.
I want to learn a little bit about both of you. Sue, you and I go back a number of years. Many people know of you in your role at Ivy Tech, but also your previous roles as a legislator, a lieutenant governor, and also as an entrepreneur.
Well, and a few years as lieutenant governor, a secretary of agriculture. So that was part of how I became so deeply ingrained with this tremendous effort.
Talk about because I find this interesting, your entrepreneurial background, and I guess even before that, your engineering, your technology background. There's so much talk now about increasing the number of women and girls in STEM, and you certainly have been involved in that from a very young age.
It's incredibly important. Back when I became an engineer, there were 10% of women at Purdue who were going into that field. There's still much work to do. One of the bright spots is biomedical engineering, which happens to be my daughter's PhD area, is 50% women. But we have tremendous needs to increase in areas like IT, all of the hard sciences. And of course, a good news in agriculture is at Purdue, I now know that half of the students are women in agriculture. So we're seeing changes across the board.
Absolutely. And even on our campuses themselves, as far as the agriculture program goes, we're nearly at a 50-50 split between males and females, and seeing a tremendous increase in an interest across the board in not only the traditional agriculture, but now the biosciences, the areas like that, that are a new area, maybe the non-traditional type of situations for students.
Talk about the ag programs at Ivy Tech. We hear so much, of course, about Purdue, world-class ag institution in West Lafayette with global impact. But the role that Ivy Tech Community College is playing and can play in the ag biosciences.
Yeah, we have seven campuses that have agriculture for about 400-some students. We say the second largest ag program in the state of Indiana, with a perfect articulation agreement where students can do their first 2 years at Ivy Tech and then be admitted into Purdue Agriculture. Mm-hmm. The other 50% of students, and Scott can share more, but many of them will go back to the farm or into some kind of seed sales or...
Yes, so it's about a 50-50 split again. We've been doing really well in our balance between that, between what are transferring into four-year partners or going into that workforce area. And so some of those are going and working for local co-ops in the precision agriculture area. Others are going into sales, management areas, and some are going back to the family farm. They want to come and get some of that training in the technology, but also the business side of things as well. Many of them are coming to us, and they understand very well the cows and the corn, but they don't understand their checkbook. And if they don't have the money, doesn't matter how good they are, they don't get to do it.
You talk about, Scott, precision agriculture. Talk about some of the offerings. You know, Ivy Tech is located around the state in communities, you know, close to the farms and ag assets and those types of things. What are the kinds of programs and what kinds of courses and experiences are students getting?
One of the great things about Ivy Tech is that we can be flexible and responsive to those local needs, to what our community needs for that. And so that's allowed us to have things like at Terre Haute. They have the new Center for Excellence in Precision Agriculture. There was a great demand down there in that area, and so we're able to create that for those students to get specific training in that. Whereas in other areas like at Fort Wayne, and also at Terre Haute and even at Richmond, we've got a lot of interest in the hydroponics and the aquaculture. And so we're doing works in those areas where the students and the industry is having a demand for that.
Mm-hmm. Sue, Ivy Tech plays such an important role in this whole workforce challenge that Indiana, many other states are facing it too, of course, but this workforce challenge that Indiana is facing in virtually all industries, but as you look specifically at agriculture and the ag biosciences, what role can you see Ivy Tech not only playing today, but looking forward 5-10 years and beyond?
Well, I think our challenge is to make sure we're keeping up with what the ag biosciences need, and that's all levels of technicians, managers, providing the kinds of certificates and credentials. An area that we all hear about, Internet of Things. So in the IT arena, which Ivy Tech is one of only three community colleges that is NSA certified in areas like cybersecurity, but also pushing really forward with making sure our students who come out have the kind of critical skills that will drive these industries forward. Another area you hear, Industry 4.0, which is kind of the next generation manufacturing. That's also important to the ag bioscience area when we think about the manufacturing side. It is how do we connect robotics and the networks and our cybersecurity and our Internet of Things all to really make sure that we're out front. And Ivy Tech understands that our programs, whether it's agriculture or IT or a transfer program into another area, it is critical that it's meeting the needs of employers and that we have the scale. Probably the important thing to know, 19 campuses, over 100,000 students, the capacity to produce for Indiana. Our goal is 50,000 credentials a year. We're well over half to that. That's a big increase for us. But knowing that if Indiana is going to have the kind of economy and each of these industries is going to have the success they want and Hoosiers are going to have those jobs, we have to play that role.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that's really helped us to be responsive to those is the charge that we have and the requirement that we have as programs to have an advisory board that's made up of local people. And I've taught for over 20 years in the public and private schools, both anywhere from middle school all the way up through college. And not every program has had an advisory board. But that's one of the things that we are required to do, and we meet at least twice a year. We interact with them, have them in as guest speakers. They work as mentors or job shadowing situations. But those people are able to sit down and tell us as program chairs, here's what I'm seeing in the industry. Boots on the ground, this is the experience that we've got, or that our job candidates that we're hearing from the community, this is what they're lacking, this is what they need, or this is where we see things going. Mm-hmm. And so we're able to be responsive very quickly to those because of our advisory board members in the local communities.
Mm-hmm. Sue, you mentioned the goal of 50,000 credentials. If you could touch on that, because it doesn't only affect ag, it's across all industries. But Indiana as a state, we continue to lag in terms of residents with four-year degrees, with two-year degrees, associate degrees, credentials. Talk about where we are and where we need to be in that area.
So about 5 years ago, Indiana adopted this big goal, which is 60% of our workforce having a post-secondary degree or credential by 2025. We're at 41 and some change percent today. That's still a big lift. It is hundreds of thousands of Hoosiers who need to have a degree or credential. And at the same time, we have people retiring. So we have to be able to fill these. We know two-thirds of the new jobs are going to require some kind of post-secondary degree or credential. We have to be able to fill those with Hoosiers. And so Ivy Tech, being Indiana's community college, and having the spread across the state, the capacity, we really have to step up and do that in a 3% unemployment arena. I do have to say that's a little challenging to try to get students back, but we now have many more adult students than we have traditional age students, and that's good for Indiana because we need adults to come back. We need them to skill up and be able to have those great jobs.
Scott, give you opportunity to address, in your view, what's the biggest challenge that you're facing in connecting with more students? Is it awareness? You know, just knowing the kinds of jobs that are out there and the kind of training that folks can get at Ivy Tech?
I think it's awareness on two fronts. One is the awareness of what those jobs are that are out there, that most people think of agriculture as the old cows, sows, and plows, that, you know, less than 2% of the U.S. population farms, but 17% of the jobs in the United States are agriculture-related, all the variety of that. So it's an awareness of those, of people understanding what it is that we can train them for, but it's also creating an awareness of what's allowed or what's aware there for the jobs and mm-hmm. the the teachers sending them to us and making sure that they understand Ivy Tech can do that training.
Yeah. So I'll give you the final word. As Lieutenant Governor, you were one of the founding members of Agrinova. So you obviously see value in the organization. But as you look at the role that Agrinova is playing in this ag biosciences revolution, if you will, how important is that?
It's incredibly important. Indiana has a long history and appreciation and support for agriculture. But we have to be thinking agriculture for the future of not only the state, but our country, for the world. And we're positioned to do that with our agriculture base, but with all of the industry we have in the biosciences area, we're very well positioned, and the efforts that Indiana is doing are really going to change how agriculture is done across the country.
All right, Ivy Tech Community College continuing to play a very important role in the workforce situation here in Indiana, in particular, increasingly in the ag biosciences. And Sue Elsperman, the president of the college, also Scott Caldwell, the agriculture program chair. Thank you both for being here on another edition of the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. As we take a look each and every week at food, ag, science, and technology, and how that convergence coming together is impacting the state of Indiana. I'm Gary Dick. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Libby Fritz and Joe Ullery, and was recorded on location at Launch Fishers. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.